Okay, we're holding on Pesachim Daf Samach Hey. We're at the bottom of Samach Dalet Amud Bet, and today's shir should be for Refua Shlema for Avram Yeshua Heschel ben Devorah Leah, who is sick with Corona, and he should have a speedy recovery. Okay, Minalan to Unin Yesod. So how do we know that the Korban Pesach needs to have the blood sprinkled on the foundation of the Mizbeach on the Yesod? Amar Rabbi Elazar, Ati Zrika Zrika Meola, Ktiv Hacha et Damo to Yizrok, Al Mizbeach, Ktiv Hatam, Vizarku Pnei Aron HaKohanim et Damo Al Mizbeach Zaviv. Right, Ma'ola to Unin Yesod, Av Pesach Nami to Unin Yesod. Right, so we can learn from Gzeira Shava from an Ola. Right, so here by Korban Pesach it says Damo to Yizrok, and then by Korban Ola, it says Vizarku Pnei Aron HaKohanim et Damo Al Mizbeach Zaviv. Right, so based on that we established the Gzeira Shava. So just like an Ola requires the sprinkling to be on the Yisod HaMizbeach, so too the Korban Pesach requires to be on the Yisod HaMizbeach. V'Ola Guf Minalan. But how do we know that the Ola itself requires the sprinkling on the Yisod? That's not in that pasuk. Amakra al Yisod Mizbeach Ola. Alma Ola to an Yisod. Right, so the pasuk says that it should be thrown, it should be sprinkled on the Yisod HaMizbeach Ola. Right, so we see that the Ola requires sprinkling of the blood on the Yisod, and we set up the Gzera Shava to Pesach as well. Yasta Kad Rishona. So we said the first group goes out, second goes in, second goes out, and the third goes in. Dana Yi Nikrit Kat Atzlani. Right, so this group, the third group, is called the lazy group, right, for coming last, for saving it for the last moment. V'halo Sagi Dlav Hachi. My Havilul Mevad. Well, what do you mean? We have to have three groups, right? They're a necessary group. Why do they get such a bad reputation? They're absolutely necessary. You got to have three groups, right? What were they supposed to do? Right? They're a built-in part of the avoda. Three groups. Afilu Achi Ibayul Izar Ruze Navshayu. Even still, like even though there has to be three groups, you should try to be a part of the earliest group. Ketatan Nizrul Nibraita Rabbi Omer Iyevshar LaOlam Velo Basam Velo Bursi. Right. So it's similar to that idea that Rabbi says that, you know, the world needs two things, right? The world needs perfume merchants and the world needs tanners, right? One of their jobs is more pleasant than the other. The world needs them both. Asher Mishum Marto Basam Moil Mishum Marto Bursi. Right. Still, we see that the person who works with perfume is happier than the person who works as a tanner because he's working with fine smells all day, right? So the world still needs both, but still, you know, it doesn't mean that one's not preferable to the other. V.F. Charlotte Lumbelow is Zacharim Velona Kevod. And furthermore, Rebbe says the following statement. We're going to try to understand what exactly is meant by this statement. That the world cannot exist without male and female. Asher misha banav zacharim, oyel misha banav nekevot. Right, but fortunate is the one who his children are male, and unfortunate is the one whose children are female. So the Gemara here in the Art Scroll offers up one suggestion based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, which is to suggest that a father who only has daughters is very concerned, very worried about. His daughter's well-being. His daughter shidduch him all of his whole life, and so it's a very worrisome for him to have only daughters, or to have daughters is very worrisome, much more worrisome than having sons. Heard another couple interesting answers, which was that, you know, you think, especially in this time, when men are chayv in Talmud Torah and women aren't, and especially in this time when women cannot learn Torah Shebaal Peh, so you imagine, you know, from Rabbi Yehuda Nasi's perspective, what it is to only have daughters is he has no one to teach his Torah to, which is obviously a difficult thing to fathom. Whereas if he has sons, that's something that he can teach his Torah to, and that brings him a tremendous amount of simcha. I also heard another interesting answer, which is to say there's a machloket in halacha in regards to how to fulfill your mitzvah of puruvu, how to fulfill your mitzvah of having two children. So one kiyum is to have a boy and a girl, right? You put into the world, you know, what the world needs to keep going, men and women, right? So you have a boy and a girl. But it's interesting because we see a lot of characters and a lot of people in Tanakh, big figures such as Yitzhak Avinu, such as Moshe Rabbeinu, who only have two sons. So there's another halachic shita that says that you can accomplish your chiyuv by having two sons. So it's either a son and a daughter or two sons. So if you only have daughters, you don't accomplish your chiyuv in Puruvu, whereas if you only have sons, you accomplish your chiyuv in Puruvu. So that's just a couple answers to try to understand what exactly Rebbe meant by his statement. K'masehu b'chol. So we said in the Mishnah, it's procedure on a weekday. That's how you do it on Shabbat as well. Shelo b'ratzon man. So we said that they would clean up the floor against the will of the chachamim. Which of the chachamim are they going against here? Amar Rav Chisda, Shelo b'ratzon Rabbi Eliezer. Well, they're violating the Ratzon of Rabbi Eliezer, the Rabbanan Ha'amar Shvuti Ve'en Shvut Mikdash. Because if we're against the Rabbanan, according to the Rabbanan, sweeping the floor is an Isur de Rabbanan, and you don't have to worry about Shvutim in the Beit HaMikdash, right? You didn't have these Isurei de Rabbanan in the Beit HaMikdash, right? Whereas according to Rabbi Eliezer, you're not allowed to sweep up the floor because you're leveling the ground of the floor, basically, and that's a tantamount to building. Because the ground itself is made of earth or dust or dirt, and so you're like additioning, you're adding an additional layer. Mahi. So, what exactly is the dispute there in terms of whether this is nasu derayt or nasu derabanan? But you're not really asking the rabbanan. The Tanya, we learned the brayta. Echad achlev, echad mechabetz, echad megaben kigugeret. So, someone who milks a cow or curdles milk or makes cheese the size of a dried fig, a mechabetz, someone who sweeps the floor, merabet, someone who lays, who puts water down so the dust doesn't rise, v'arode chalot devash, or someone who removes honeycombs, loaves of the honeycombs. Bishogeg b'shabat chayav chatat. So if he does so, bishogeg on Shabbat, so he's chayav korban chatat. Hezi b'yom tov loket arba'im. If that's so mazid on Yom Tov, then he gets lashes. So clearly it's an asur derayta. The divrei Rabbi Eliezer, it's a real shita that's asur derayta. Chachamim amrim, chadze ve'chadze eino ela mishum shvut. Both these actions, or all these actions rather, are asur derabanan, but not asur derayta. Ravashi amar afilu teima shelo baratun chachamim. You can even say that the fact that they would sweep up the azara is against the will of the chachamim, not just Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Natan. And it follows the sheet of Rabbi Natan D'Tanya. Rabbi Natan Omer Shvut Tzricha Yitiru Shvut Shena Tzricha Yilo Yitiru. Rabbi Natan said when they allowed a Shvut in the Mikdash, it was only when it was absolutely necessary. When the Shvut wasn't necessary, they didn't allow it. They didn't just, it wasn't just totally hefker when it comes to the Isurah Derabban in the Beit HaMikdash. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kos Hayav Malad, they would fill up a cup. Tanya, under bright Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kos Hayav Malad Midam Hataroved Shimishapech Damo Shalachad Mehem Din Tzazem Achshiro. So they'd fill up a cup with the blood of the mixture of all the different korbanos. So if one of the cups spilled, then this additional zrika that you would do with a mixture of all the bloods would be machshir for the korban. Amr lo, Rabbi Yehuda, valo lo nitkava b'kli. But this blood that you're picking up, it wasn't caught in a kli from when you slaughter the animal. So how does it even work? It has to be caught in a kli. Mina yade. How do you know it wasn't caught in a kli? El achi kamri le, shema lo nitkava b'kli. Right? They say like this. Well, maybe it wasn't caught in a kli, and then you're going to have a problem. Amr lehen, af ani lo amarti, ela b'nitkava b'kli. Yeah, I only taught my din by collecting the blood that was caught in a vessel. Mina yada. How do you know if it was caught in a vessel? Well, the Kohanim are very diligent, and therefore I know all the blood was caught in the vessel, and therefore I don't have to worry. When I pick up the blood afterward to do this additional zrika, I can assume that the blood was caught in a kli, was collected in a vessel. When you slaughter an animal, you have to catch the blood in a vessel. Ease reason, I'm mishtafich. Well, if the Kohanim are so diligent, why did it spill out in the first place? Right? Then they're not gonna spill out a cup of blood that belongs to one of the korbanot and miss up in the opportunity to bring that blood for the korban to be machshir the korban. Agav zrizu taihu davdi mishtapech. Yeah, davka, because they're so diligent, they work very, very quickly, very efficiently. And sometimes when you're working that quickly, so something spill accidentally. V'halo dam atamtid meurabo, but isn't it also mixed with the other type of blood? Meaning this dam hanefesh, that's the dam chayim, dam hanefesh. That's the blood that rushes out right when you slaughter it. It dies without that blood. And then there's like the additional blood, absorbed within the limbs that it's dead and can still have that blood inside of it. Right? That's not considered the dam hanefesh, right? So the dam atamtzit, or the dam that's absorbed within, that's like squeezed out of the limbs afterward is mixed in, and the dam atamtzit is not kosher to be, the dam atamtzit should not be put on the mizbeach to be machshir the korban. Only the dam achayim can do that. Rabbi Yehuda latame dam atamtzit, dam me'aliyahu. Rabbi Yehuda follows his shita, who holds that dam atamtzit is actually proper blood. Dam atamtzi, the dam that's absorbed in the limbs, is actually blood. L'chol davar, right? The Tanya learned in the Brayta, dam atamtzi ba'azara, Rabbi Yehuda Omer bikarek, right? That the Brayta taught that dam hatamtzi, this not the life blood. So that's an iser lav. You can't do it. It's also their right to eat it. Sorry, to eat it. Didn't specify that. Also their right to eat this blood, but it's an iser lav. Then Rabbi Yehuda says no, it's iser karek, like the dam achayim. So Rabbi Yehuda clearly equates the dam achayim with the dam atamtzi. So here too, he would assume that dam atamtzi can be put on the mizbeach and it can accomplish the goal of the korban pesach. The Hamar Rabbi Lezer Moder Rabbi Yehuda Inyan Kaparah Sheinu Mechaper Shneimar Ki Adam Hu Nefeshich Ben Nefeshich Haper. Doesn't Rabbi Yehuda agree? Meaning Rabbi Yehuda says they're both Aser Karek, but he agrees that one works for the Mizbeach and one doesn't work for the Mizbeach, because by the Mizbeach it says Shadam V'Nefeshich Haper. The Davka Dam Nefesh is what is Mechaper. The Davka Dam Nefesh is what should be put on the Mizbeach. But not the Dam Adam, the Dam Shein Nefesh Yotzei Bo Mechaper, the Dam Shein Nefesh Yotzei Bo Enu Mechaper. So where Rabbi Yehuda says that they're the same status of Iser, it doesn't mean that he assumes that they both work on the Mizbeach. Rather, Rabbi Yehuda agrees it doesn't work on the Mizbeach. So what does it matter for Rabbi Yehuda Shita that the Dam Atamtzi is the same Iser? It's still not going to work. Rather, it's Rabbi Yehuda in accordance with his own Shita, but elsewhere, that Dam is not Mevatel Dam. So Inachinami, maybe there's Dam Atamtzi there, maybe there's a lot of Dam Atamtzi there, but it's not going to nullify the fact that there is Dam Chaim there, and so it's still going to work to put on the Mizbeach. Tanya, we're going to write out Marlen Rabbi Yehuda Lacham Ledivreichem Lama Pukim Tazara. If you're not supposed to collect the blood on the bottom, why they seal up the Azara so the blood can't flow out? Amrulo Shevachu Levnei Aaron Shielchu Adar Kubutei Bedam. Yeah, it's like praiseworthy for the children of Aaron, for the Kohanim, basically to be walking ankle high in blood, because it shows, you know, how much they love doing the avoda. But isn't the blood serving as a separation between their feet and the ground? You don't have any separation between your performance of the avoda. Well, no, it's wet, right? And so so the liquids don't serve as a chatzitza, as we taught that blood and ink and milk and honey, if they're dry, then they are chotzitz, and they serve as a separation and render the avoda a puzzle. But if they're a liquid, then they don't serve as a separation. But isn't it ruining the garments of the Kohanim? Doesn't it make it all dirty? That if their garments were dirty and they did the avoda, it's going to be possible. And if you want to say, well, they lifted up their garments, they didn't get dirty. But didn't we learn about mido vad mido kamidato? Right? Didn't we learn that the Kohanim's garments have to fit perfectly? So if you lift them up and it's not covering your entire legs, it's not like they don't fit perfectly. Shelo yachsev lo yoter. There can't be any excess fabric or any lacking fabric, in which case, how would they lift them up? Ba'alacho devarin lekevish. Right? So they would do that when they would bring the excess limbs to the ramp, right, to burn them up, which is not considered part of the avoda, the lav avodahi, right? In which case, it's not a problem for you to lift up your garments while you're doing that part of the avoda. Below, really, that's not considered part of the avoda. V'ha midibayi kehuna avodahi. But from the fact that only a kohen can do this, it makes it sound like it's part of the avoda, right? Netanya v'yikriv a kohen el ha-kol ha-mizbecha. Zoholech devarim l'kevesh, right? That we taught an explicit pasuk about the Kohen doing the avoda. This specific avoda is the bringing of the evarim, bringing of the excess limbs to the ramp, right, in order to be brought on the mizbeach. And we said that only a Kohen could do that, in which case it seems to be part of the avoda. So how can you lift up your garments in order to do this avoda if it looks like your garments are not fitting properly? Rather, it's not talking about bringing the limbs to the ramp. It's talking about bringing the wood to be burnt, and that's definitely not part of the avoda, and that's so they can lift up their clothing. Okay, but what if they are doing the avoda? There's still no way around the fact that the blood is on the ground. So what do? Right? The maskia itzabi. Right? So they would walk on the. They would just like walk on these bimas. They'd walk on these like platforms that were set up on the ground, so they didn't get their garments dirty. Ketzad tolin mafshitin. The Mishnah continues. How exactly do you go about hanging up and flaying the animal, your korban? Karavoti etem emurav nit nam bemegis v'iktiran. So you would rip them open, pull out, you know, certain parts that need to be brought in the mizbeach, and then you put them in a bowl and burn them up. Atu hu gufe havam mikater lehu. Really, he's the one who burns them up. Isn't the Kohen the one who has to burn them up? Eim elaktiran on mizbeach. No, you pull them out for them to be burnt, not that you are burning them. Yatz takar rishona. The first group leaves. Tana kol echad ve'echad notein pischo be'oro mafshila achorav. Right, so you would wrap up the meat in its hide, and then you would throw it over your shoulder and walk home. Amarav ilash ta tiyaut. Right, that it was very similar to how Arab merchants would carry their possessions. Hadran alach tamid nishchad. Okay, just finished the perek. Now we're starting perek shishi. The following things by the Korban Pesach are Doche Shabbat. If the 14th falls out on Shabbat, you can do these things on Shabbat. Eilu Dvarim Pesach Doche Shabbat. Shechitato is yukat damo umichui kurvav vaktarat chalavav. Right, so slaughtering the korban and sprinkling the blood and the michui of the intestines, which is taking out parts of the intestines, vaktarat chalavav, and burning up its excess limbs. Aval tzliatav adachto kurvav ve'adachat kurvav in adochat Shabbat. However, roasting your korban and cleaning the insides, the intestines, are not adochat Shabbat. Harkavato v'avato b'chutz l'tchum v'chatichat yebalato in dochan Shabbat. Right, carrying the korban or bringing it from outside the tchum or cutting off a wart on the skin of the korban, these things are not dochan Shabbat. Rabbi Eliezer Omer dochan. Rabbi says they are dochan Shabbat. They do they take precedence over Shabbat. You're allowed to do them. Amo Rabbi Eliezer v'alodinu, isn't it a kal v'chomer? Right, ma'im shchida shim shum alacha dochan Shabbat. Elu shein mishum shivut lo yidchu at Shabbat shchita, which is an iser deoraita because it's a malacha you're allowed to do on Shabbat. These things that we're talking about, cutting off the ward, bringing it from outside the tchum, these are iser derabanan. What, they're not gonna be doche Shabbat? The iser deoraita are doche Shabbat. Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua responded to Rabbi Ezra, yom tov yochiach. Well, I have a proof against your whole presumption here because of what we see on Yom Tov. Ma'im shchita shehi mishum melacha dochet haShabbat shehen mishum shvut lo yidchu et haShabbat. On Yom Tov, shchita is mutter, even though it's a melacha mideoraita. And yet, these things that are asur derabanan are still not mutter. In which case, here, Yom Tov is a time where things that are generally asur deoraita are going to be mutter. And yet, the things that are asur derabanan are still asur derabanan. So your whole proof, Rabbi Eliezer, is not so strong. Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer, maze Yoshua. So Rabbi Eliezer responds to him, what kind of proof is this for Yoshua? Ma raya reshut l'mitzvah. You're bringing me a raya of something you're allowed to do on Yom Tov to argue against my point about something that is a mitzvah? Sure, the reshut. Ask the reshut that's asur derabanan stays asur derabanan, but the mitzvah that is asur derabanan would certainly be mutter in this context. Eishiv Rabbi Akiva v'omer. Okay, now Rabbi Akiva tries to disprove Rabbi Elazar's shita. Hazah tochiach. Well, I can prove that your assumption is faulty from the sprinkling of the blood, right? Because the hazah, the sprinkling of the blood, shehi mishum mitzvah vehi mishum shvut. So sprinkling of the blood is a mitzvah. And it's asur derabanan ve'ena docher Shabbat, and it's not docher Shabbat. Avata al titmu al elu shafal pi shehen mishum mitzvah ve'en mishum shvut lo yidchu Shabbat. So don't question these other actions which are mitzvot and they're isurei derabanan, and still they're not docher Shabbat. So there, you can't prove from Yom Tov because talking about things you're allowed to do, like cooking, he's not a mitzvah to cook on Yom Tov, but you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov. So you can't, it's not a good place to prove it because that's a reshut as opposed to we're talking about parts of a mitzvah. But hazah, the sprinkling of the blood is part of the mitzvah, and there, even though it's a shvut, it's still also on Shabbat. Amar lo, Rabbi Eliezer, vale anidan. He says, what kind of proof is that? I argue with you on that too. I think it's mutter to do the hazah on Yom Tov. I think it's mutter to do the hazah on Shabbat. Right, so you can't bring me a proof like, oh, hazah, even though it's also derabanan, it's still mutter, it's still asur on Shabbat. I disagree with you. I think it is mutter on Shabbat, right? Because it's a kal v'chomer, ma'im shchita shi mishum alacha doche et Shabbat, hazah shi mishum shvut enodin she doche et Shabbat. So the shchita is asur deoraita and it's doche Shabbat, hazah is asur derabanan, and all of them are should be doche Shabbat. Right, Amar lo Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva is not ready to give up here. Right? Oh, Chilof. He says, well, maybe the opposite logic should be applied here. Ma im hazah shehi mishum shvut en adochet haShabbat shchita shehi mishum malacha en adin shelo titchet Shabbat. Right? You said, well, if shchita is mutter, then kal v'chomer hazah is going to be mutter. Maybe I take a totally opposite svara. If hazah is aser, shchita kal v'chomer should be aser. Meaning, you're starting with a nikudat hanacha that shchita is mutter, and then you're assuming that hazah is going to be mutter. But maybe we start with a nikudat hanacha, the assumption that hazah is aser, and then all the more so shchita should be aser. Then Rabbi Elazar responds, Amar lo Rabbi Elazar, Akiva karta mashu kadav Torah. Akiva, you just totally got rid of something that's written in the Torah. It says in the Torah that you're allowed to do shchita b'mo'ado b'mechol b'mishabat. That the Korban Pesach must be done b'mo'ado. It must be done at its appointed time. So there we have the explicit written permission to do this, to start the Korban Pesach, whether on a weekday or on Shabbat, regardless, right? So Rabbi Kiva, you're uprooting a pasuk in the Torah. Of course, Rabbi Kiva knows this, and he was just setting him up. Amar lo, Rabbi, haveli moed le'elu k'moed l'shchita. So he says, oh, very good. Now give me the explicit pasuk that allows you to be doing what you're talking about doing. right? You have an explicit pasuk teaching you that the shechita is a unique exception. You want to build off that to include other things? No, you want to include other things. Bring me a pasuk for it. You're right. There's an explicit pasuk about shechita and only about shechita. The things you're talking about, not mentioned in that pasuk. You don't have permission to do them. Okay, Klal Amar Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva said this general rule: Kol Malacha Shevshar Lasod Erev Shabbat and Adochat Shabbat. Any malacha that you could do Erev Shabbat, and I'll add without kind of diminishing its significance, it's not going to be Adochat Shabbat, right? Shechita, however, when it comes to Shechita, slaughtering the animals, Shevshar Lasod Erev Shabbat, you can't do it on Erev Shabbat, Adochat Shabbat, right? So that is going to be Adochat Shabbat. Okay, we'll stop here.